Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey, welcome to D-Time Season 1, Episode 18, Mentorship. And I'm really excited about this topic. This is something that, man, I've gotten a real great appreciation of this this topic this year. And that's the importance of mentorship. And I've always had people that I've looked up to in my life, my dad being one, various friends. And it isn't until recently that I've gotten even a greater appreciation of what it means to have people in your life that give you feedback, give you insight, and just kind of that mentor. And it's an understood relationship. You know, in the past, you know, I've had people that I looked up to. It was very informal, as, you know, hey, that's just someone I look up to and I watch. But really having a formal, like, hey, you're my mentor, you're someone that I look up to, and I'm going to pick your brain, and it's understood between both parties. I think that relationship is something that I've learned the greater importance of for this year. And if you don't have a mentor, for those listening, I strongly encourage you to get a mentor, to have one, two, three, as many as you can effectively have, but have a mentor in your life, someone that you sit down with from time to time, whether it's a phone call or in person, and really pick their brain, get feedback from them, get some constructive criticism if need be from them. It's so important. You know, I'm 35 going on 36, and you know, I think just through different things that's happened recently, you know, it's been a great help to have people that I can reach out to for advice, I reach out to for feedback and guidance in my life. And it's been so helpful. So I can't stress that enough. My challenger, or, you know, nugget, if you will, is to get a mentor. You know, if you don't have one, get one. If you have one, definitely reinforce or share how important they are to you in your life. For those that already have people that are helping them out. But get a mentor. It's so important. You know, in the Bible, you see a lot of mentorship relationships. Obviously, the relationship with Paul and Timothy is one that sticks out to me. And one of the things, if you read 1 Timothy chapter 3, you know, Paul talks about how Timothy knows all about his life, you know, his challenges, his victories, and a mentor, you know, you should know all about them, and vice versa. I think there's something, especially for men, you know, who can traditionally, you know, have strained or challenging relationships with other men. It's important that we know about one another, and that we are in turn are being open and transparent with our lives so that we can get that feedback, that great mentorship. And so if you find yourself in that situation, you know, be open, be honest, ask for that feedback, ask for that mentorship. And I know for a fact you'll begin to see a lot of great changes in not only your life, but just personally, you'll feel better about life, and you'll feel better about, you know, what's coming and what's going on in your life. And so that's my challenge. Again, please stick around for part two. I sit down with a very dear friend of mine, James Haynes, who has impacted my life in a lot of great ways. He and his wife are dear to my wife and I, and have given us countless great advice and tips on not only our marriage, but just individually as people. And so stick around for my chat with him about mentorship. Peace. All right, welcome to D-Time Season 1, Episode 18, Mentorship, Part 2. I'm here with James Haynes and a very special friend of mine. James, thanks for joining me, man.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Awesome. So before we kind of dive into mentorship, I was hoping you can take a couple minutes to kind of introduce yourself to those that may be listening.
Yeah, so I was my father was in the military, so when I kind of grew up, we did a little bit of traveling all over the world. So I was able to see, I was born in Panama, and then I went to Illinois. I started elementary school in Japan. Went through grade school in South Carolina, and then finished up grade middle school in Germany. Went to high school in Mount Vernon, Illinois, St. Louis area. A lot of people say, "Oh, Illinois, what part of Chicago?" No, Southern Illinois. A lot different. I even lived in South Dakota. Then I went back to, I joined the military and went back to Japan. Throughout living in Japan, I back to San Diego. There's a lot of just traveling in my whole life. And so I've been able to see a lot of things done in a lot of different ways all over the, what's normal in one part of the world is not normal in the other part of the world. And I'm kind of able to just take a lot of the different ideas and use the best and try to make them a better person. And so eventually I went out to Portland, and that's where we met about almost 15 years ago. So yeah. And so Portland to DC, and now here I'm in LA. So, a lot of travel.
Yeah, man. Wow. Yeah, that's a lot. Some of the stuff I didn't even know, man. That's awesome. So we're talking about the top of the episode is mentorship, and you're a person that I look up to as a mentor in my life, and I know that a lot of times, maybe that's a title, people aspire to be in, and maybe not. But for and I know I'm not the only one that looks to you as a mentor. So for you, what would you say is the hardest part about being a mentor or having people look to you in that aspect?
Well, I mean, if people are looking up to you, you got to set a great example. And sometimes, we all, our example falls off sometimes. But, just making sure that you set a great example. And, another thing is just watching people, whenever you do give advice, and they don't take it, and watch how they go down the wrong road or the tough road, get hard. But then there's times when you give some advice and it's bad advice. So there's a lot of good things that come with it, a lot of bad things that come with it. But me, I like to give a lot of the advice that I give out of the principles of the Bible. Just using different scriptures and concepts to form. Why I make this decision is because I'm leaning off of this scripture. And so just, but the hardest part is watching, either watching you give it, you seeing yourself give it bad advice or, watching people fail by not following and good advice. Because you always want the best for everybody.
All right, that's awesome. So, kind of on the other side of the coin, man, for you, who have been some of the biggest mentors in your life?
Well, I've been blessed to have a lot of them. There's Michael Williamson, Scott Lundy, even young guys. There's and not let just because someone's younger than you doesn't mean that you can't look up to them, because you have to see where they're going. I have some young guys, Ricky McDonald or Aaron Turner. He's a young guy that's actually one of my mentors right now. But I think the guy who's the most influential in my life is a guy named Ron Harding. He's during like the toughest time of my life, he was actually there to help me spiritually and, with my life, just getting through so many different difficult times. Him and his wife, they mentored me and my wife. So it's good when you have a partnership like that. And for many years, we were pretty much for 7 years straight, we met every week. And, whenever your mentorship is consistent, and just like the title of your I guess a podcast is tea time, that's what we call it, a discipleship time.
Mm-hmm. You know,
when it's consistent, you'll see growth, and you don't even realize that you're growing until you look back and you're like, wow, look at all that, you know. So I think Ron Harding, he's very influential in my life. We actually spent a lot of time. We built some churches together in Portland and D.C. and a little bit here in L.A. So,
mm-hmm.
So I'll say Ron Harding.
Awesome, awesome. So, yeah, going back to you and kind of the people that you've been able to sit down with and have that type of relationship with, from your experiences, what do you think or maybe what's the mistake that most people you talk to make in terms of their lives?
I think one of the, it's pretty funny because people, they take partial advice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's half of, you know, it's like taking half of a plan and expecting it to work. Like, you know, you give them, you got to do this first and this order and this and that. And a lot of times you do certain things in certain orders. So that you could have success. And sometimes when you take partial advice, it's almost like when you bake a cake and you're like, okay, well, I'm going to put the egg, I'm going to put the flour, I'm going to put, you know, the milk, and you know, mix everything up, and you mix it up, and then later on you're like, okay, well, let me try to throw the sugar in after you bake it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a specific order a lot of times for a lot of advice, and you know, I think that's the quickest and easiest way to explain it. Taking partial advice, not even throwing the sugar in it. You say, hey, well, I just baked this cake. Well, it tastes like bread. This is not sugar. And so just following advice completely. And sometimes it works. Sometimes you learn things by people following it incompletely, but sometimes it doesn't work because they didn't follow it completely, and then they wonder why. Oh, he gave bad advice. Well, it was carried out. It was executed poorly.
Mm.
So that's a mistake that people make. You know?
Yeah. Now try this one on for size. Now, say if you could go back and mentor your younger self, what's one piece of advice that you kind of would share with yourself?
Listen to advice. No, I did a lot of knuckleheaded things when I was younger because I traveled quite a bit, and then when I was younger, I wherever I would move, you given the peer pressure, and so you decide to be influenced by your neighborhood. You want to fit in. And there was times when, you know, I would move to certain areas, and then people would be like, I remember my coach, my wrestling coach, he told me, you know, I started hanging with the guys in high school who were getting into drugs and alcohol, and I was actually, you know, a five-star athlete. I wrestled, played football, track. I mean, I was doing everything. And then my wrestling coach, he said, hey, man, you're hanging with the wrong people. And, you know, I'm thinking, man, he doesn't know, man, these people are cool. Well, eventually I ended up getting in a lot of trouble hanging with the wrong people. And just, you know, people give advice, and sometimes we can let our pride flare up because it's against what we want to do.
Yeah.
Rather than listening to some of the advice that was given to me, I fought it, and then later on I looked back and I was like, man, I wish I would have listened to him 10 years ago, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
I would have saved myself a lot of trouble.
Right. Yeah, so awesome. So kind of building on the input and advice for you, and it doesn't have to necessarily deal with this topic, but what would you say is the best piece of advice that someone has given you in your life?
Well, I mean, for me, it's when I decided, you know, I sat down with, I mentioned him at the beginning, there was a guy named Michael Williamson, who we started studying the Bible, and you know, coming from, like I just mentioned previously, I was living in one way, calling myself a Christian, and then I actually looked at what the Bible actually said about a Christian, and I was like, that's not me. And I started putting the Bible to practice. But, you know, just, you know, I sat down with Michael, and he showed me what the scripture said, and I started using the Bible for my life. And it's funny because a lot of people, they don't really realize how much the Bible is influencing their lives, because, but they agree with the concept. You know, businesses use it. Businesses use it, they use mentoring, or Jesus' plan with discipling. It's the exact same thing. Network marketing is a concept of Jesus. And so all these things, you know, and, you know, treat others the way you want to be treated. You know, we talked about that at the workplace. Carnegie, Rockefeller, if you ever listen to any of these old motivational speakers and audio speakers, I think Zig Ziglar, all these old guys from the 1930s that talk about this topic of mentoring, they always reference the Bible and where all these concepts come from. So, you know, for me, I just dove into the Bible, started living by it, and I've watched my life go from, literally, from making $10 an hour to, you know, I'm in six figures doing the same business that I was doing at $10 an hour. And it's because of I let the Bible shape my character. I let the mentorship shape my character. You know, we could be mentored by the wrong type people also that would really ruin your life also.
Right.
And so I think the best decision that I ever made was, you know, living by the Bible, making Jesus the Lord of my life. Not to sound all religious and stuff, but that's the fact. You know, from somebody who was partying, getting high, and running around telling everybody that I was a Christian and talking about Jesus, to somebody who actually lived by the Bible. And I, you know, we all mess up, and I just try to do my best.
Yeah.
To be a great example for so many people.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, absolutely, man. Well, man, I wish we could chat for hours, man. I appreciate you, James, taking the time out and sharing your wisdom, man. For those that are listening, if you have any thoughts or questions, you know, drop a comment in the episode description. You can follow the podcast at D-Time Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. James, thank you so much, bro, for taking the time out. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, man. Have a great evening. Love you.
Love you too, bro.
Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram at D-Time Podcast. See you next time.